Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
Wasn't that just fun to hear?
A little bit
depressing. Recession's coming.
Yeah. It's the hibernation, the great pause, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yep.
It will have an impact and certainly a temporary impact. The unknown is how temporary.
It's hard to hear that in Alberta because after everything we've gone through
right.
since the first drop of oil and now this price war and
right.
add on coronavirus and you know, we were hoping for some sort of recovery in this mm-hmm. province, and then, boom.
Yeah, get the sort of the double whammy. Now, it raises an interesting question, and it's been a fascinating week. I've talked to a lot of people
yep.
Over the past 2 weeks, and I got to tell you, it is an interesting mix of conversations. No question that there is fear,
mm-hmm.
right, out there, and you know the question, should we sell everything? And that generally means, should we be selling all stocks, but everything. I got to say, though, I think the conversation is now more tilted towards how do we take advantage of this?
Yeah.
Should we be buying? Is it a buying opportunity now?
Yep.
Right? Because valuations do matter.
And that's been partly because of our communication to the clients saying that
Fair.
There's opportunity coming.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And they're like, is it now? Is it now? Is right. it now? But there's that fear of should I get out? And that's panicking happening on some sides.
Yeah.
And there's opportunity. So do you sell out of this type in the market, Dave?
Right.
Or do you, and I'll use a poker term, put all your chips in?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You don't do either.
Really?
You don't do either, my friend.
Wow. It's yeah. not news to me, but it's news for many people.
I know. Listen, and I'm clearly not speaking to the day traders out there that are, you know, yeah. that are doing that. This is about, I'm speaking to investors.
Yeah, so there's two groups of people that we're going to talk about. One we'll quickly touch on is those traders out there, they're mm-hmm. looking for short-term gain.
Right, the fast money stuff. Right.
So we're not going to address that. That's a different breed, and we're going to let them do their thing.
That's right.
But majority of Canadians
right.
save money, invest it either through a mutual fund or the stock market, whatever, and they want to see this grow over time for some future spending.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to talk about.
So I've been calling it an investor's superpower. Okay. So Ooh. What is the investor's superpower? And we've been doing this for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I would suggest to our listeners that the superpower for a long-term investor, somebody who's trying to fund a retirement as an example, or maybe isn't that fast money trader, anybody but those people, the superpower is both structure and discipline, okay? Structure for us means something different than probably for many because we run this four bucket model and, you know, part of the premise of what we talk about in our practice is in retirement, you have very different goals and not all of those goals are aligned in terms of what the strategy should be for financial assets.
Correct.
Okay. So you got to put them in different buckets to do different things.
Which is a structure first on its own.
You know, exactly. And
right?
I just want to address one piece of it
yep.
just because it's dramatic and it makes the point. We had an experience this week. One of our team members did with a relatively new client to the practice, a few years, who's not retired yet, but is hoping to retire this year. And so we reached out, or one of our team members reached out to this person to see how she was feeling, and she was terrified. Okay, gosh, you know, she said, I had to put my retirement on hold back in 2008 with this experience, and she says, I'm never going to get to retire. And she was legitimately concerned. And what had happened is we put in place an income bucket for her, and the income bucket for us is invested very conservatively in fixed income.
Yeah,
there's not
in the stock market.
There's
yeah.
no stocks, okay?
Yeah. And that's how we do it with our income bucket.
Right.
Yeah.
And as of, I guess, the conversation yesterday, that income bucket was, it was a Thursday conversation. When she had it, the income bucket was positive for the year. And when she told her that, she cried on the phone, right? Really? Like, I've got income, it's protected, and it was amazing.
I've got 10 years worth of income, and the amount of money I put aside for 10 years worth of income has gone up
right.
in this market.
Right. And so that's structure, right? So the income bucket is designed to insulate from those kinds
Absolutely.
Of really giant shocks.
And this is why we created it.
Okay. So structure is one,
yep.
right? And we can go on and talk about all the four buckets, but that's a dramatic example that I thought was really worthy
yep.
of sharing with people. Okay. Number two is discipline.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to talk about now the growth bucket because we do own risk assets, things like stocks in the growth bucket. And guess what? There's volatility in there.
Absolutely.
And that can be terrifying for people. Let's go to the question I posed it to you. should we be in a position, should we be selling everything today?
No.
Why?
Because you're looking for that growth over a 10-year period.
Right.
You're that time frame that's allocated to this pile of money, and we call it a bucket, is a longer-term viewpoint of 10 years. And the job of that is to replace that income bucket in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you sell today unless you feel the markets are never going to recover over the next 10 years?
Right.
And we don't have that viewpoint.
Right.
Like, businesses are not going to be worth less than they are today.
Right.
In 10 years.
Right.
Our opinion.
Okay.
You know, those types of things. So you don't sell out of everything.
Right. Now, you can increase and decrease asset classes. We did make, changes to the portfolio through this period.
So we move within the five pillars.
That's right.
But we're never going to go 0% in anything.
Right. Because that's diversification. And if you take a finance 101 class, what they tell you is the only free ride you get in finance is diversification. Right. And so with a balanced portfolio, if you're all stock, okay, you have few choices of what to do in a down market. You could maybe rotate between cyclicals and defensive stocks and so on and so forth. Okay. But from an asset class perspective, you're kind of an all-in bet. If you diversify it out to just adding bonds or add some cash, add some gold, add some alternatives. Okay. The more diversified you get, what happens is it balances out what's happening in each of the asset classes.
It reduces the volatility.
Right. Now, it doesn't mean that things can't go down. Everybody needs to understand that there are periods where things will go up and down.
It gives us the opportunity to recover faster.
Why? Because we can do what? How do you take advantage of this now?
We've taken less risk, so we lose less on the downside.
Yeah.
We can adjust the portfolio to match how the economy is transforming, and that we can take on the upside as well. And that recovery is quicker. And you'll hear from people all across this country when they're at the age of retirement, mm-hmm. I don't have time to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your portfolio shouldn't take too much time to recover.
Right.
And we were looking at some data on Thursday, you and I,
mm-hmm.
and after that big crash, it's like you lost 2.5 years of time if you just stayed 100% invested in the S&P 500.
Yeah, if your equity. Yes,
it could have been as much as 5 to 6 years on the Toronto stock market.
Right.
Just from what happened on Thursday.
Right.
Who has that kind of time in retirement?
Right.
That's what we're trying to protect.
Right.
And so do you put all your, do you cash out? No. Do you put all your chips in?
No.
No.
Right. What you do is you have to have, and I was riffing on this at the end of last year, right? I mean, I didn't know it was going to be a COVID-19 crisis and stuff.
That?
Didn't know. But the riff that I was going on about is test your strategy today. And I had tons of conversations, as did you, with clients about we should be adding more to equities, and trying to change strategy, right? Last year, because there was FOMO, fear of missing out.
Sure.
Okay. Now there's the other fear, right? There's a fear of losing everything. Neither are right. So balance, have a strategy, and rebalance.
And stick to that discipline, because
that's
the key thing.
That's right. Structure and discipline. Got
love
it.
It.
Okay, let's finish.
So we're
going
to talk about the structure and discipline, how we've protected people and during these type of market volatilities, and how we're going to actually be able to provide income for people's retirement. And we're going to do this live online Tuesday, April 21st. And because it's online, you have to register online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.